Many writers take inspiration from nature. That is certainly true for this man, who is known to have taken long walks and then come back to his desk to write. The location of that desk and his cabin still bring visitors today to a well-known pond. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
There is a well-known pond in Concord, Massachusetts, tied to a writer and a philosopher born here.
Henry Thoreau was born in Concord, didn't spend his entire life here, but most of his life here, and was a protege of Ralph Waldo Emerson.
David Wood at the Concord Museum says Walden Pond here is often associated with Thoreau.
The pond was important to Thoreau even before he went there. He went there in 1845 to set up a place to live and work on land that belonged to Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Thoreau lived in a cabin on Walden Pond. You can see a recreation of it here today. His most well-known works are his book, Walden, and his writings on civil disobedience.
We have the desk Thoreau originally acquired in 1838 when he set up a school with his brother John, but then kept with him for the rest of his life. After about 1850 or so, Thoreau would walk half the daylight hours of each day and then return to that desk and write up the thought.
Thoreau wrote, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach." Many still come here to the pond and to the Concord Museum to see the items associated with the writer.
So those are the 2 million words in the journal written on that desk. It's just that Thoreau came back to that every day. This is the object most closely associated with the individual that there is.
Thoreau died in 1862 at the age of 44 from tuberculosis. He's buried in a cemetery here, and although his writings are from well over a century ago, they remain well-read and often quoted yet today. Traveling the Countryside in Concord, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.